For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. On Monday, President Donald Trump released his annual budget, sort of a vision for what he wants to see spent and not spent this year. Part of that was a proposed change to the program that provides funding for food for low-income Americans. WFPL's Lisa Gillespie explains.
Around 650,000 people in Kentucky get federal assistance to buy food from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP for short. This is informally referred to as food stamps. The way SNAP works now, every month the government loads money onto what looks like a debit card. That debit card can only be used to buy food. The income limit is pretty low. A family of three qualifies if the total household income is less than $26,600.
A lot of these folks are kids.
Dustin Pugel is an analyst with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy.
68% of SNAP participants are in families with children. 38% are in families where they have a family member who is elderly or disabled. And a little over a third are in working families.
Loading the SNAP money onto a debit card lets families go to the grocery store and decide how to spend it. But under President Donald Trump's proposed budget, half of a family's SNAP money wouldn't go onto that debit card. Instead, they'd get a box of food in the mail, kind of like a meal delivery service. But it's also kind of not like a meal delivery service, because according to the budget, the government would pick the things in the box. The budget cites examples like cereal, canned milk, canned fruit, peanut butter, and canned meat. USDA officials declined a request to explain the program further. But local food advocates have questions and see a few red flags. Here's Renee Bryant, who heads up the food pantry at Fern Creek Highview United Ministries.
This would not be good at all. I mean, this doesn't allow for fresh meats or vegetables. So basically, almost everything it sounds like that would be in the box would be processed in some way.
Bryant says around 65% of the people that come to the food pantry also get SNAP benefits. That's because on average, food from SNAP is used up by the third week of the month. Right now, those SNAP funds allow people to buy fresh meat and produce to supplement the food pantry stock. James Ziliak, a SNAP expert from the University of Kentucky, called Trump's proposal paternalistic.
People would be given foods that they don't necessarily want. The one great success of the SNAP program is that it does maintain some semblance of consumer sovereignty.
Then there's the issue of food allergies. What if there's a peanut allergy in the family? Or lactose intolerance, someone that won't eat canned tuna? Ziliak says the government would have to track that or risk a lot of products being thrown out.
It'd be a massive increase in administrative cost and burden for running the program and would likely lead to a substantial increase in food waste. It makes no sense.
And how much would it cost to ship these boxes? The budget didn't spell out who would pay for that.
I can't imagine the shipping cost on top of all that. I know I mailed a package to my father the other day, and it was $11, and the thing wasn't even 12 by 12. And it wasn't that heavy.
Then there's the package itself. Have you ever had a package stolen off your front porch? I have. Thankfully, though, it wasn't full of a week's worth of groceries.
You leave a package outside a door, you know, it'd be easy for it to walk away.
Now, the White House budget is usually dead on arrival, no matter what administration is in office. That's because the Senate and the House already have their own working budgets going. But this summer, SNAP is up for reauthorization. And now that Trump officials have laid out that this mailed food box is one of the changes they'd like to see, that's when it could become a reality. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.